going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night for Ausmade. It's Matty Garwood, and tonight we are leaving the country and checking into Connecticut because there is some brand new stuff out from Rusty Gear. He has featured Calamity Jane, a favourite of the show here, with the new one, Check In, Check Out Blues, and we are checking it out right now. Rusty Gear, thanks for calling into Australia, mate.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
It's great to be able to use 2020 as a platform still to still put music out, Rusty.
Yeah, it's certainly been a tough year for performances, but everybody's had some time to write some new songs and get them recorded, and I did the same thing.
Did you plan on doing that throughout this year?
The pandemic hit hard in the Northeast United States in March, April. It was a real challenge for me to get down to Nashville to make these two records that I just finished, but I was able to do that in August, and everybody was great, and we all took the precautions, but we were able to have good sessions and get the records done, so I feel like we were really lucky to be able to do that.
And what inspiration did you find something throughout 2020 for Check In, Check Out Blues?
I actually wrote that song late last year.
Yeah.
It's a little bit historical from when we were young. I grew up in a big family, and you know, every once in a while there'd be some drama in the house, and we did have one day where my mom gathered us all up and took us to the hotel, and we were just little kids, and we thought it was great, that contrast of the kids running around a hotel having a grand time and the mom not being so happy about it was the inspiration for the song. It's a little bit darker than my actual childhood was. We grew up in a great house and my parents were awesome, but that's where the song came from.
Yeah, and it follows up some success that you've had, mate, with Wondering Why, Tequila Won't Solve Your Problems, and Won't Forget. There was a remix that even went to number one in Europe.
Yeah, we've had good success with the Hot Disc Top 40 there, and you know, we continue to try to send songs there, and we're lucky because in Europe, and I think it's true in Australia too, they're a little bit more open to playing music from independent artists and giving them a go, and that's been really good for us.
And you actually spent a few years living in Australia yourself, Rusty.
Yes, back in the 80s, my wife and I lived in Melbourne for a couple of years. I was working there. We made great friends there. We still see them and visit, and they visit us, and you know, watch the footy and the cricket on television.
Sure. Over those 2 years, did you get to adopt an AFL team?
We were in Melbourne, and I actually was a lacrosse player, and I played for the Glenroy Lacrosse Club out by the airport in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And most of the folks in Glenroy like Melbourne, the Demons, and so that's who I barrack for when we lived there. They weren't very good, honestly, but we had a good time rooting for them.
They're still rebuilding from that time, they are, actually. And Rusty, do you miss anything in particular about Australia?
We loved Australia. We loved, you know, going to the wine country in South Australia, going to the Dandenongs in Melbourne. Sydney is one of the most beautiful cosmopolitan cities in the world.
Yeah.
It's a marvelous country. Obviously, everybody loves the beaches there, and there's just a lot to love about Australia.
Yeah, and we do love our music too, mate. How did you go about getting into the kind of country blues and southern rock feel?
So growing up, my brother and I played in a band since we were kids, and we used to play in the bars and pubs around here. We loved the Allman Brothers.
Yeah.
And the Allman Brothers, Marshall Tucker Band, those were, we played all their tunes. Those were the guys that we really loved their guitar playing. So that's all blues-rooted music. And so country comes right out of that. It's all, you know, really part of the same chord makeups and so forth. So in the 80s, country really started to get big here in the United States.
Yeah.
And I picked up on it because I really liked the vocals and the message behind country music. It's, you know, people say it's three chords and the truth. And so I started listening to it and playing it myself back then. And, you know, several years ago, decided to get more serious about it and start writing some songs.
And you've got an up-and-coming country artist on there with Calamity Jane. How did you guys end up collabing?
Very, very lucky and coincidental. So Lucy Cantley, who is the fiddle player and songwriter in Calamity Jane, is the daughter of a business colleague of mine.
Sure.
And we used to get talking about music. And when I needed a female vocalist for this particular song, I reached out to Lucy because I had heard Camille sing and I thought her voice was just perfect for it. We really got along great. They're really talented, nice ladies.
Brilliant, mate. Well, we are going to check out Check In, Check Out Blues right now. Rusty Gear, really appreciate you calling into Australia and spending some time here on Ausmade.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.